Lennox, you're going into your second year with the University of Regina, playing soccer there. How have you grown as a player from your first season in college soccer till now?
So in my first year, I got a very severe concussion the week before our season started, and I was unable to play for the whole season, so I had a redshirt year. And then my second year, I worked my way onto the roster of 18 and traveled, but was an impact player and only played around 20 to 45 minutes a game. So I'm now in my third year with the program. We started our season last weekend in Edmonton. I'm now a starting player and played full 90-minute games, and I scored 2 goals against McEwen, who is the third-ranked team in Canada West, and I won Athlete of the Week this past week.
Wow, okay. So I didn't know that. I guess, so your sister, we already spoke before the interview here, she's played 3 seasons there at the University of Regina. She's now done. So how does she help you get through that injury, help you adapt to college life and playing college sports?
Definitely scary moving across the country away from home. But one of the main reasons I chose to come to Regina was my sister was going here for school and playing soccer. Throughout the past 3 years we played together, she was kind of my support system. And we trained over the summer. It was nice to have her for the summer. We were working towards the same goal. And I just feel like really lucky to be going through this experience with her.
Obviously, it seems like you've already accomplished some of your personal goals this year, playing as a starter on the team. You're already scoring goals, won a player of the week. But what are some of your other goals this year as an individual with the team?
I think my biggest goal as an individual is just to play my best and help my team win games. Our team goal this year is to make it to Final Four. So we're in the Prairie Division. It's us, University of Manitoba, the University of Winnipeg, University of Saskatchewan, Calgary, McEwen, Alberta, and Lethbridge. So those 8 schools are in the Prairie Division. So the top 4 go to playoffs. And then if you win playoffs, you go to Final Four, which is our team goal. So I think my individual goal is just to help the team win and try to make it there as a group.
Stepping away from soccer for a second, what else are you doing at University of Regina? What are you studying? Do you have plans for after? Continue to be involved with soccer?
I just recently transferred to business administration. So I'm doing that. I'm keeping my options open career-wise. I'm not sure what path I really want to take in that. Leaning towards accounting, but yeah, my options are pretty open. Soccer-wise, I would love to continue to play. One girl from my team that graduated last year, she's playing semi-pro in Australia right now. So I'd like to look into doing something like that.
Did you watch the Women's World Cup this year?
Yes, I did.
So Canada, pretty disappointing performance. I mean, that's putting it lightly. Maybe it's the end of Christine Sinclair. She missed that penalty kick against Nigeria. And of course, they really blew it against Australia. So what's your take on Canadian women's soccer right now?
I think women's sports in general are growing and developing so much right now. It was definitely heartbreaking when Canada was knocked out, especially when it's Christine St. Clair's presumed last World Cup. We were all hoping for Canada to make it out of the group stage, but there are so many incredible female athletes competing this year, and I just thought it was so inspiring to watch.
That's a really positive outlook, because I personally just look at it and thought, oh wow, I'm so disappointed with how Canada didn't do well. But you make a really good point on just the growth of the women's game in general. Obviously it is growing, and women's sports in general, as you mentioned, there's a new women's hockey league starting up here this fall as well. But there is still a lot of hurdles. They're not on par with the men. They're not getting the respect the men get, especially with pay. So what can we do to close that gap?
Yeah, I think it is really sad at the pace of the women's soccer that's growing right now. They're still fighting for equal pay. You look at the stadiums in Australia and the World Cup, and they were packed. And what I know right now, as of recently, Canada's women's soccer team says it's reached an interim compensation deal with Canada Soccer. I just hope in the future that female athletes are awarded with the same pay and opportunities as male athletes.
Hopefully we can get there one day. Unfortunately, pay equity isn't the only scandal in women's soccer right now. Of course, I'm sure you heard about the kissing scandal with the Spanish team. It's just sad that something like that has to overshadow the Spanish women winning the World Cup. Do you just have thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think a lot of disturbing information is coming out about the Spain women's soccer coach, like kissing a player after they beat England in the World Cup final. And as of right now, he's suspended from all football-related activities for 3 months while they investigate it. One main thing you want to feel with your coaching staff is safe. Every year we have a big presentation at my school with all the athletes about like safe sport and how your coach should be treating you, and I hope they get the justice that they deserve.
Anything coming up, or just anything you want to share?
On the 9th at 12 p.m. is our home opener against the University of Winnipeg, broadcasted on Canada West TV.
Okay, and if people want to find statistics, find results of games, where can they go?
On the University of Regina soccer Twitter, they post live stats during the game. So that, I think that would be the best one to go on. And our Instagram page also posts updates. It's just U of R soccer.
Okay, great. Appreciate you taking the time again.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Sophie, you're going into your fifth year at Louisiana State University at Alexandria, a fourth year playing there. From my understanding, you lost 1 year due to COVID. How has, you know, that experience gone? I guess you've been there a while now, but not everybody's going to know who you are. I'm sure there was a lot of culture shock at first.
There definitely was. Definitely a little different from Canada, but it's been great since I've been here. The girls on the team, a lot of them are from faraway countries, so we're really like a little family. And as far as my career has gone, it's been awesome. This year, I'm actually only a few goals away from breaking the record for most goals scored in LSUA women's soccer history.
Wow.
So I'm really hoping to achieve that by the end of the season.
So you already mentioned that you have a chance to set the school record for goals this season. What other individual goals you have, and maybe a couple team goals as well?
This year, I am hoping to get on either the first team or second team by the end of the season. There's a list that goes out with everyone's names on there, so I'm hoping to make it onto that. And then as a team collectively, I'm really hoping that we're going to make it to the conference tournament again. We did last year, but unfortunately, we lost in the final. But, you know, we have a really strong team this year, and I really think that we could pull out the win and come home with a ring in November. So that's definitely my top goal for us this year.
First team and second team you mentioned, that's across the entire conference?
Yeah, across the Red River Athletic Conference, yes.
Have you made one of the teams before?
In previous years, I've made it onto the honorable mention list.
And you have one semester of courses, right, correct?
My major has been chemistry, and I'll be graduating in December. And then after that, I'm pretty sure I'm going to be doing speech pathology.
Okay, so are there plans for you to stay involved with soccer as you do that?
Yes, I'm hoping to take some coaching courses and possibly coach a team wherever I end up to do my master's. That's definitely something I've thought about. I also have thought about going to Europe, going to England possibly, and trying to play on a team there.
Would that be at a university level or at a professional level?
No, probably a semi-professional or professional level.
So did you get a chance to watch any of the Women's World Cup this year?
I did. I tried to watch them as best I could. I know the games were at really funky times this year, especially because in Louisiana here, we're 2 hours ahead of you guys back in Nelson, back in Canada. So sometimes the games were on at like 3 or 5 a.m., but I definitely did watch the games that I could. It was fun to watch, but it was disappointing watching the Canadian team.
Yeah, not the outcome we've expected, especially with their recent showings at the Olympics and whatnot.
Exactly. And you know, same with the United States women's team. That was really shocking for me as well. I couldn't believe watching that penalty shootout, how many players, you know, have been there for such a long time, and seeing them miss, it was crazy.
A couple other things. Unfortunately, it's not just the high quality of play in women's soccer that's getting all the attention right now. There's been a few other things, including the Spanish coach kissing one of the players after the celebration. Did you see that?
I did. I saw articles about that, yes.
You want to just share some of your thoughts on, you know, it being sad that something like that can take some spotlight away from the performance of the players, and just what's your take on that?
It's just not appropriate. I don't think anything like that should happen. Obviously, there's been a big uproar about it in the media, which I'm happy about, just so we get the word out there that, you know, it's not acceptable. There are things you can do and things you can't do, and that definitely crossed the line. So I'm happy that it's getting a lot of attention.
You do want it to get attention because you don't want stuff like that to ever happen again. But at the same time, I want the players to be getting all the media love, for they're the ones who put on the performance. They're the ones who won the World Cup, right?
Yeah, it's a tough situation in that regard. But I just feel like there's a lesson to be learned from everything. And for that, it's just, hopefully it won't happen again anywhere else.
What about thoughts about pay equity between male and women's soccer? I know it's been an issue for several years, and it's starting to go the other way a little bit. I know the women were paid better, and they received a larger bonus this year, at least for the Canadian team. What's your take on that?
Right. So I know I've seen so many things, so many articles about that and people pushing for it. I personally agree with it. I think it should be equal. You know, why wouldn't it be equal? They're playing at a professional level as well.
Well, in the take of Canadian and men's and women's soccer, the women have been carrying the load for this country for a long time. The men just recently got into their second World Cup, their first since the 80s.
So. Yeah, I feel like our women's team has had way more attention compared to the men's team. You know, they've had a good record compared to the men. So in that regard, too, it's just kind of crazy to me why it wouldn't at least be equal.
So what's coming up for you? Is the season just getting underway down there?
Yes. So right now we are just in our preseason games. A couple of weeks we will be starting our conference play, just trying to get ourselves settled, find out how we all play. We did have a big group of girls come in this year, so we're still trying to get used to each other and find out each other's strengths and everything and get that chemistry going while we play.
If people want to watch your games, is there anywhere where they're streamed? Or if people want to follow your statistics, the outcomes of your games, where can they find that?
They go to LSUA Generals. It'll be on our athletic site. Normally we post a link so people can go ahead and watch our games whenever we play at home. You can follow along there for all the stats and everything.
Okay, cool. And just anything you want to share about the upcoming season or anything to share with people of Nelson?
Well, one thing I did want to mention quickly, you know, while I've been at this school, there have been other opportunities aside from soccer that I've been able to take advantage of. Now I'm actually the president of our student government. I've been able to serve as an ambassador on our campus. I was previously Miss LSUA and Homecoming Queen. Last summer, I actually was able to start a glass recycling program here. As far as soccer goes, it's been great. I've had a great career with that. But I've also been able to get involved on our campus and, you know, make a difference in that regard as well. Overall, it's just been a great experience here.
Sophie, I think that was great. Thanks for joining me, Kootenai Co-op Radio.
Great. Awesome. Thank you so much.